Welcome back, Bottom Line News Radio 610 K1A. Rob and John with you on this Thursday afternoon. And joining us on the line from Olympia, representing the 16th Legislative District, Senator Perry Dozier. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Busy as could be, but doing well other than that.
Well, yeah, it's about that time. Things are dropping like crazy. You know, there's a lot of things that are coming out and getting introduced in committees. One of the ones that we just noticed today, and I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, so I pardon me for asking if you haven't, but apparently a bill sponsored by Senator Valdez from Seattle looks to destroy the initiative process.
I have not seen that bill destroying the initiative process, but that's very interesting because of the education bill that came through today.
Yeah, it would subject signature gatherers to even more restrictions. That would basically, they would have to attest and sign that they're verifying that all the information that signees provided was correct, which is impossible to do.
Yeah, no, I have not seen or heard that yet. That's interesting. Here we go, taking the voice from the people.
Well, yeah, what do you expect? this is par for the course.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to ask you, first of all, everyone who's joined us so far, we've asked their thoughts on the early part of session, what Governor Ferguson said in his inaugural address, and any kind of interaction thus far, the tone that is being set right now in Olympia from the governor, not necessarily the majority party.
Yeah, I'll be quite honest with you. I was really surprised by the inaugural speech that he had. I didn't think it was going to go that way, and very, very pleasantly surprised. It sounds to me like he is really making a concerted effort here in the beginning to work as, kind of healing the partisanship that has developed through Governor Inslee's three terms as in office. And it really makes you feel a little bit more inspired as you're going forward that, yes, we can maybe start working with our colleagues to get across the aisle, because the governor is in favor of legislation and ideas that have been brought forward by the Republican Party. And when he's calling out some of our senators and representatives from local, like Representative Connor on her plan, what she's planning to do, and of course Senator Holey from Spokane putting money into law enforcement, and Rep Dent on trying to work to get the ag fuel exemptions back in like they were promised to be. So I am a lot more comfortable going into this session than I thought it was going to be.
Senator Dozier, talk to us a little bit about the education bill that you referenced earlier.
Well, it's as you know, last year we had six initiatives that were introduced. Three of those initiatives were passed during the legislative session, and one was the Parental Rights Initiative, and which was I-2081. That now has just passed out of the Senate bill, which is 5181. I believe it is, just came out of exec session today, basically overhauling the wishes of the people on that initiative. And the frustrating part about all of this is that when it left the Senate floor and the legislature this past year, it was voted unanimously off of the Senate floor, and 80% of the representatives passed it. And comments were made that it is not taking the rights away of some of those individuals. And we thought that was, it's been in law less than 8 months. And here we go, right in there, taking the parents out of their children's lives to some degree by not allowing them to know about any medical issues at school. And if there had been a crime committed against their children, instead of immediately notification that it was in the bill, now it's up to maybe 72 hours, I believe. So, and what really, the thing that really got stuck in my mind too was the sponsor put an emergency clause on it. So that takes away the referendum process. It takes, when this yep. bill passes, signed, and done. Totally, when 454,000 signatures were gathered to put this first on the ballot, then it was passed. Now those voices are now silenced. Along with during the hearing we had on Monday on this bill, 70% of the people that responded to the bill were opposed to the bill.
Yeah, they don't care. The way I heard this described, Senator, in a nutshell, was that the majority party's idea of protecting kids is it's okay for them to crap in a litter box and not tell the parents, but at the same time, they're not going to keep them out of fentanyl-filled apartments.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we're supposed to be protecting our kids. Yeah, right.
So they're not going to tell parents when there's issues at school, and if they are maybe in certain school districts leading kids in a certain direction, but then they can send them home to the parents that may be doing fentanyl in the apartment.
Yeah, we actually had a really tough four bills that came through on Monday in education, and all of them were opposed by the majority of the people that had testified, even up to 80% on some. So these are going to be working themselves through. I assume next week we'll see some of those others that will be getting exec'd out.
Well, if there's somebody that's got a line to the governor's office, maybe they should let him know what the percentage of people testifying on these bills was, and maybe it will give him pause to sign.
Well, that's interesting because I did bring that up when we discussed the bill when it was exec'd out today, the numbers. And so at least those watching today would have heard that this is not what the will of the people want.
Well, and this, Senator Dozier, this, we're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th here on the bottom line. This had to have been something that your caucus discussed heading into this session, knowing that when they passed these out last year, they mm-hmm. could absolutely dismantle them going into this session.
Yeah, that's true, because by passing it, then it can be addressed that very next legislative session. Had it actually gone through the process of being voted on by the people this past November, it's 2 years before it can be touched. So I think it was a strategic move by them, obviously, because they could go straight into it and get it back the way they wanted the bill. And then with the emergency clause, you can't tell me that's an emergency situation right now to put an emergency clause on it. But again, that was strategically done now to say, hey, the people of the state of Washington didn't like this bill anyway, and now we're going to really make them not like it because they won't have a say in it. Yeah, the emergency clause was senseless. I brought that up, too.
Well, and they've done this with other bills as well, popping yeah. emergency clauses yeah. in to make sure that they can't be challenged, even mm-hmm. though there is no reason for it. And it's something that this particular construct of the legislature over the last few sessions has abused without question. But, Senator Dozier, yep. we know we don't have a lot of time. We got to let you go.
Thank you.
But we do
okay.
appreciate the time today. And I know we will be talking to you again very soon. Good luck. With the rest of the freight coming through.
Thanks a lot, Rob and John.
Thank you.
Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th. Walla Walla. I'm sorry, Waitsburg.
Waitsburg. Us.